You would love this.
Oh, okay.
Hi there. Thank you so much for holding, Ken. My name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist. Mary wanted me to get on the line to, of course, get you the details of how the service works, how it can actually get people to find you on their own, pick up the phone, and call you directly. She did also want me to apply a reduced rate here, that you actually do qualify, being that you are a well-established company. How's your day going so far, by the way?
Oh, not too bad. I've been busy all morning.
Oh, that's good. And I do have your file. Do you use Google yourself? Are you familiar with that local pack or map that pops up when someone does a keyword search?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, most people do that. I mean, it's kind of today's yellow pages. You know, we used to only have that phone book, and that's where we went, and the smart business owners knew if they had four A's at the beginning of their name, they'd be ahead of their competitors. They'd get more phone calls. Part of that process does still work the same way. Of course, the guy we decide to call, or at least the guy who answers the phone, is available and has a fair price. That's the guy that we hire. But we don't make that decision or that search off of the phone book anymore. We use our smartphone or maybe our computer. We type in keywords related to the service that we need, and 9 times out of 10, we actually call and hire someone off of what we see on that initial search result. So that's what we would be doing. We'd be putting you as one of those top options that people will see immediately when they do a search for either the junk removal, hauling, landscaping, any of the keywords related to any of the services you provide. I mean, as long as they're in your service area, of course, then your business would pop up. Now, our job, of course, is to give them the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. It's not just about listing you where people can see you. We want you to get phone calls. I mean, obviously, it is a month-to-month service that we offer, so we have to keep your phone ringing, make sure that you're getting the jobs and that it's profitable for you. Of course, you can stop at any time or even pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, you can pause it, although it is not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle. The best part about it is the calls come to you, so you can be selective. You can pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Reduced pricing, being that you're an established company, saves you over 50%. We do prefer to work with companies that have been around for a while. We do drop the rate, you know, by 25% for five-year-old companies. 14 years in, you'd see a savings of over 50% off the normal cost. It would bring the rate down from what would normally have been $599 a month to just $249. And that $249 is an exact amount, and it does come with a website. I mean, like I said, our job is to make sure people call you. We know that most potential customers want to look at a website before they decide who to call. That's the best part about it. You're not just going to get a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't even know what they're looking for. Every call that you get will be from someone who looked at your website first. They learned about your company. They saw before and after photos. They decided, hey, this is my guy. I hope he answers. And then they start dialing your number. So it's a very high conversion rate, the calls you get. And again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. And like I said, a fixed flat rate. So it'll never go up, not like an introductory rate. You'll always be an established company. And even if we raise our prices, your price will never go up. And like I said, it is actually all inclusive. So there's no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, nothing like that. It's just a flat rate. It goes once a month for $249. There's going to be Facebook ads as well. So there's a social media campaign, you know, those retargeting ads. Let's say someone does any of those keyword searches that I mentioned before. Day later, a week later, they're on their Facebook page. Your company pops up again as those retargeting ads, reminding someone that, hey, they still need to make a call. They say, oh, yeah, I remember it was Ken's Tractor. I saw him the other day on the first page. Then they want to click on your website. They want to see exactly who you are, what you do, and if they like what they see, they're going to call you. Now, Ken, while I did actually reduce the cost of that package by more than 50%, the $100 of Facebook ads that comes with it is still included in its entirety. And again, that just means that more people can find you, more people can pick up the phone and call you, but you still kind of pick and choose the jobs that are most profitable. Is it just you, or do you got any help at all?
If I have a little bit of help, yeah.
You do. Okay, that's perfect. And like I said, it is designed for small companies, designed to make it affordable, designed to get you just the right amount of work. And as far as that service area goes, I mean, you know, Apple Valley, et cetera, we can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. If there are places you know you don't actually want to go, we just don't run your ads there. So it's very targeted. You'll only be getting calls from the people and places that you want to work with. Now, it is, like I said, month to month, so you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll always know exactly how much work you're getting and where the work's coming from. You'll know the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases. Now, most of the time, people are just going to call you directly. Everything, of course, has the click-to-call feature. They'll be dialing your number directly most of the time. Now, the website that we build will also allow them to fill it out, tell you where they live, what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text and an email. So you know right away when someone is trying to contact you. Whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
So the website, it's included in all that?
Yeah, I did request a website upgrade. The Platinum package comes normally with a landing page, which is like a one-page website. But I did request from my supervisor to upgrade that to the custom website that we have reserved for the packages that are a little bit more meat on the bones. I mean, for that, I would say, like, if, you know, it was like multiple crews, if you were going like 100 miles or something like that, then we might be talking about one of the other packages, either the Platinum Premier or the Ideal package, which is pretty much everything we can do for a business. Of course, a little more pricey. We do include custom websites on those packages. Like I said, the Platinum package typically would come with a landing page. But for me, I mean, if I'm a customer, I want to look at a custom website. I want to look at something that's got more than one page to it. So I always, when I can, request that we upgrade. Now, I've been with the company myself for a little over 11 years. Actually, April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. So they've never told me no, because they see a value in it, right? It just means a little bit more upfront time and work and expense on our end, but it always means a higher return on investment for our clients, and that's the name of the game. We've been doing this since December of 2004, so in December we'll celebrate 20 years. And our success comes from the success of our clients. We try to make it as affordable as we can. We obviously want to keep our clients on board for the long term, although it is month to month and you can stop at any time. Most of our clients decide to keep the service because it works. I mean, nobody cancels on profit, right? So I would be very surprised. I did make a request officially, but I'd be very surprised if my supervisor told me, nope, we can't do a website. He's going to be looking at a landing page. I wouldn't expect that. Like I said, I've been with the company myself for a little over 11 years. Now, if I can get the website included in a custom website, mind you, everything else, the bells and whistles, the flat rate, the Facebook, all of that, and still keep it at that $249 as an out-the-door cost with no even initial setup fee. I mean, I'm sure that's something you would want to try at least for a month, right?
Well, you know, like right now, I'm coming up to my end of my year because I do all my work in April, May, June, July,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And now my work has kind of slowed down, which is okay with me because it's hot, you know.
Yeah.
It slowed down a little bit, and I'm okay with that. I still got a few people here and there that are calling me, but I don't really want to work too much because
it's too damn hot
out here right now, you know?
Yeah, like I said, it's really designed to give you that online presence to make you an option that would give people the reasons to call you. And, I mean, to be honest with you, that $249, I mean, this service would fund itself pretty easily, just one or two jobs even the next couple of months. Would offset the cost and justify having it. Like I said, it is month to month. You can stop at any time. You'd probably be more likely to pause it, which is totally fine. You can pause it for any reason. If you need to go on vacation, or in this case, if you find that you're getting more work than you can take on, you simply pause it. We pause the billing. We pause the account. We don't actively go in and optimize, but we don't take anything down. So, I mean, you could still, in fact, get a phone call or two while you're paused. The one thing we would stop doing, obviously, would be the Facebook ads, because that is coming out of that $249 budget. But like I said, being that it's month to month, I mean, you're in control of how much work you take on, when you're actively using the service and things like that.
Well, I mean, it sounds good.
I mean, I've been doing it for a long time, and I definitely know that that it works. You know, our clients keep it because it works. And
well, I have an ad on Yelp, and you know, I get a lot of looky-loos on Yelp. That's all I get.
Oh God!
You know, 80% are just looky-loo. All they're looking for is a price, and they want a price on the phone. And I don't get prices on the phone. You know,
no, it's hard to do that. You know, I mean, you kind of got to know what you're getting into.
Yeah, because I do tractor work, and when you go out to a place and they say, "Oh yeah, well I have an acre," well I get out there and it's an acre and a half or 2 acres.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, but I only want this part done, and I need all this hauled off, and I need this stuff. Well, see, you know what? You told me an acre, and now you want me to do all this, you know? And they get bent out of shape because it costs more money, you know?
Well, you know, I've heard that from people that use Yelp. Now, Yelp hits home runs for restaurants, hair salons, nail salons. But for like a service-based business, like when you're going out to someone's property to do work, most of the time people either bypass Yelp altogether and go straight to Google, or they use Yelp to see if they can get a couple of estimates to know what to expect when they're actually looking to hire somebody. But most people do like going to Google because, I mean, it's there that you can really learn about the company, you can see websites, and you would have what Google calls the knowledge panel. It's like a virtual or digital brochure for your business. And we do see a high return on investment with the Yelp ad, with the Facebook advertising on top of the Google ads. And, you know, Yelp is one of the directories that we create if you don't already have one. So you wouldn't even have to pay for Yelp anymore. I believe you've got like an enhanced listing, meaning that you pay to kind of try and keep competitors off of your Yelp page, but you know they get away with it by putting like you might also consider or people have also tried calling, and then they put related businesses or even direct competitors on the bottom of your page even if you're still paying for it. And that was the original selling point of paying for Yelp, is that your page was your page and your competitors did not appear on your page. But now they kind of found a way to put some of your competitors on there anyway. Now, with this, like I said, it's just you. You know, it's your website. It's your phone number. It's on that first page of Google, and that is where we go. I mean, it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Every new customer that finds you on Google, they're looking to hire somebody. They're looking to find the right company, the right contractor to call. And they might use your services again down the road for something else or recommend you to their friends. Now, like I said, this is a service that a lot of our clients use. If they're big enough and want to keep on, you know, getting, you know, 10, 15, 20 extra jobs a month, then they keep the service. Some of our clients just want to get that online presence started. You know, they want to establish a little bit more traditional word of mouth, and then they stop the service. That's okay too. I mean, as long as you keep the service for a couple of months, it does make sense for us financially. That first month, we're really investing in your success as much as you are. You know, that $249 with the website included, that's not profitable for us unless we keep you on board for a couple of months. I mean, we're not trying to, you know, be super profitable. We're not trying to take money from it. We're trying to make money for you and then just have you want to keep the service because it works for you. And typically, our clients keep the service for at least 6, 8 months, 12 years. I've been with the company myself, like I said, 11 years. Some of my clients started with me almost when I started. And as a company, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. Nobody counsels on profit.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, we're not trying to marry you or even go on a date, but we do want to get you on that first page, right? We want to get a website out there for you. All we would do is take about 30 minutes of your time, talk to you about how you want your company to appear. The services, of course, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. Now, I did find your Yelp page, and it looks like you've got 13 photos on there. We can use those photos, or now I did actually get approval from my supervisor a minute ago while I was on that rant, and I looked at it real quick. So he is approving the custom website. That means the building of the site, the hosting of the site, even the maintenance and updating of the site is all included. So, of course, that means we can use any photos that you already have. And then as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos, just send them to us by email, or some of our clients love it. Some of our clients don't use it at all. There is a website editor tool on your tracking system. Well, it's actually your client dashboard, because there's a lot more that you can do besides just tracking the account. So some of our clients do regularly go in there and they upload new photos, they make changes to their website. You certainly could do that. I'd say still the vast majority of our clients just want us to take care of everything. And whether we're making changes to your website or you are, there's no cost for that. Like I said, it's simple, straightforward pricing. We want to make it easy for you. And honestly, some of our clients never even use their tracking systems. They don't update their website. They don't even track their success. They just ask someone who's never called, hey, where'd you find me? They say, oh, I saw you on Google. I found your website. And they know that the system is working, that the service is working. So, like I said, as long as you answer the phone, though, I mean, you have to do that. Our job is to make sure that people in your area know that you're there, that they call you. You answer the phone. I think the hardest part about being in business is getting a phone call from someone who's actually interested in talking business with you, not someone who's just tire kicking or looking for estimates or anything like that. So with this, you're going to get those phone calls. You're going to get those calls from people that really want to find and speak with the right company. By the time they start dialing your number, they're halfway there. They're three quarters of the way there. They hope that your price is fair, and if everything makes sense, obviously, it's going to make sense for them that you're going to go out there first, that you're going to take a look at things. You know, you can't just give a free estimate over the phone, because you really got to know what you're getting into. You know, spin it this way. You know, I provide a quality service at a fair price, but I want to know exactly what you need, and then I'll give you a fair price once I get out there. No one's going to say no to that.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, it's month to month. Your initial investment, $249. That's the out-the-door cost. And as long as you want to keep it, bills once a month for that exact amount. Simple, straightforward pricing. Stop it or pause it at any time. No questions asked or fees involved. And you can even pause it seasonally. You know, you want to take several months off. You certainly can do that. Now, one thing I would tell you, if it's going to be paused like 3-4 months at a time, it's completely okay. But it becomes like when you're riding a bicycle. You know, you get to a downhill, you keep on going, you might even pick up speed for a little bit, but then somebody has to start pedaling or you're going to stop, right? So if it's paused for 4 or 6 months, your placement would slowly fall off the first page, doesn't disappear altogether, and it doesn't happen immediately, but as long as you're a satisfied client and as long as you're not keeping it paused for more than 4 or 5 months, your placement's going to be there. You could still get phone calls and find out what that person needs. And if it works, take the job. I mean, it's okay to say, hey, I'm closed for the season, or I'm booked up, or can you wait 3 weeks, something like that. If they say no, no harm, no foul. No one's going to get mad at you for being a successful business owner, right? But they are going to call you, hoping that you're available. You want to give it a shot? I mean, your investment's $249. Our investment's at least that much on our end to make it work for you. But we think we'd do right by you, and you'd keep the service.
Well, I tell you what, I know how Google is, because everything I go to for Google, I always got an answer for,
Sure.
I mean, everything I've ever done, it gives me the answer and stuff. And I mean, and I got a friend of mine that just started a new business, and he did it with Google too.
Right.
And I know he's going to be successful, because the way he is, he's a notary guy.
Okay, gotcha.
and I know he hooked up with you guys, and I don't know how he did it all, but this is pretty, because I know he paid a lot of money for his website and all this stuff.
Right.
But he won't tell me how much he paid. He just tells me, oh yeah, it cost me a lot of money, and I go, oh,
yeah. I actually saw that in the notes. Mary put in the notes, you don't have a website because of the expense involved. And
I always wanted to get it, years ago, but as I got retired and stuff, I said, I've got business and I don't really need more, but like right now I'm in a kind of a dead zone. So I need more
Right
now,
Sure.
The heat is here, but I'm ready to work. I don't give a damn,
No, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of business owners know that a website's powerful. I mean, it's this wonderful conversion tool. It's like a brochure for your business that people can see, and it lets them know that you are in the area, that you do provide those services, that, you know, you do quality work. They can see from photos and things like that. Most business owners understand that, and then it just kind of goes over their head that, well, it only works when people see it, and unless you're on that first page when someone does that search, your website ends up like a digital business card. You have to tell people the name of your website, or they have to already know the name of your company and be looking for you specifically. Otherwise, they might not even see that website. And some business owners go the complete wrong route. They hire a web developer who just builds websites, and you know it takes 2 weeks or 3 months before you know that website is even up and running. Now our websites take about 5 to 10 business days, so it's very quick, okay? And we've been doing this for a long time. And, of course, we are Google partners, so everything is Google compliant. And the websites are mobile optimized. It means they reformat for a smaller screen, like a tablet or more likely a smartphone. If it's a small smartphone, it's going to stack on itself even more. And that's what Google wants to see. They want to make that experience for the end user quite easy. So there's no, like, pinching or sliding or scrolling to the right or left, just that downward scroll that most people are used to. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the phone number that we're speaking on the one you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number, the one on the website?
Yeah, this is the business number.
That's perfect. And is it like a smartphone, or can you at least receive text messages on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a smartphone. What it
perfect.
Is.
Perfect.
Like, and most of my people call me. They text me all the time. You know,
they don't
even call me because they know I'm on the. If I'm on the tractor, mm-hmm. I don't have a phone in my pocket. You know.
Yeah.
Because I don't want
yeah.
it to get dirty and stuff. You know.
Of course.
But you know what? Can you hold the price for a couple of days?
Well, I mean, the price is still going to be in place, you know, meaning that it's the new business or the established business rate with that website upgrade, the new upgrade, I was going to say. And you would still qualify for it. But it is our job to fill it, though. I certainly would like to see you take advantage of it. Is the $249, I mean, is that a possibility today? We could even get you through to our client interview technician today, get your website started.
I don't really have the time today, but you know, I was thinking because what I wanted to do is I wanted to go back to Yelp and look at what they have over there, and I have some other pictures that I have on my phone and stuff, and I want to see what, you know, what I have. I forgot what I have on Yelp. I don't even look at it anymore. So
sure.
I'd have to go back and look, but I've got other photos and stuff, befores and afters and all
perfect.
That.
Yeah, that's you know? Great. Yeah, and like I said, we can always update the website. We can always add additional photos. We don't even have to pull anything off of the Yelp listing at all. I was just saying I did see that you did have some photos there. And then, most of this would take place in that follow-up call. Like I said, it takes about a half an hour. You would be speaking with one of our technicians, and if you're not able to do that today, that's perfectly fine. Our client interview calendars pretty wide open for tomorrow. Anything between 7 and like 3 o'clock we could schedule out for you. It takes about a half an hour. But I would realistically need about 5 or maybe 10 minutes of your time right now just to get that set up and then schedule that follow-up call for tomorrow. I mean, if that's fair.
We can do that.
Okay. So this is the business phone number, and the business name is Ken's Tractor and Cleanups, right? That's how you want the business branded?
Right.
Okay. And the and in this case is the ampersand. It is the symbol for the word and, not A-N-D spelled out, right?
Right.
Okay. Perfect. And the business is service-based, of course, meaning that you go out to the customer. No one does come to you, so there would not be like a physical address that we would be promoting for your business, right?
No.
That's fine. And that's how Google expects it to be when you're going out to the customer. And then, like I said, most of the time you just get phone calls directly to you. When someone fills out the website, you will get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we would list it on the website. If not, if it's a personal email, we would just hide it. No one would even need to see it, Ken. But what is a good email address either for you or for the company itself?
Well, my email address is Ken Morris, capital K-E-N-M-O-O-R-E, 895 at Gmail.
Okay. So first name, last name, 895 at gmail.com.
Right. But okay. It's 895 at gmail.com.
Ken Moore, 895 at Gmail.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay, right.
Mr. Moore. Perfect. And then when we contact you, we can use phone, text, or email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we were trying to get out to you. Did you have a preference, though, how we contact you? Sounds like text message is probably best, right?
Well, yeah, text is best for me.
Text. I'll put text preferred. Okay. And then, like I said, if you don't have any other questions for me, we can take a look at that follow-up call calendar for tomorrow. And then how did you want to take care of that 249? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, Ken?
I can do a Discover card on it.
Discover, okay. And is it your first and last name? Is it Kenneth or any middle initial on there?
Well, my name is Kenneth James Moore, but I go by Kenneth Moore is basically what I go by.
Mm-hmm. And then on that particular card, you did say that was a Discover card. That should actually start with a 6. All Discover cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Got to find it here first. Okay, it's 6011.
Mm-hmm.
0149.
Yes, sir.
3068.
Okay.
9315.
The expiration month and year?
This is not a scam call, right?
Oh, gosh, no. No. Let me send you right now. I
don't know. You guys are Google, you know.
Right, yeah. No, like I said, we've been doing this for quite a long time and helping business owners out. You're going to get everything in writing.
Okay.
It's
valid through 7/29.
So July or 7 of 2029, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
322.
So I've got 322 on the back, again, July of 2029 as the expiration date there. And then the billing address of that card, I mean, is it Hesperia?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is the actual street address?
It's 18688 Covina Street.
Okay.
COVINA.
Uh-huh.
Hesperia, California, 92345.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm actually required, because we're a Google partner, to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. And I do hope that Mary was clear and that I was clear too. I mean, we are not Google. If anyone calls you and tells you that they are Google, they're telling stories. Their pants are on fire. Google does make these phone calls for businesses that have 100 locations or more. For everything else, it falls under the partnership program. Like I said, Google started that partnership program 9 years ago. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. We are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. We have almost 1,000 reviews. I think I looked yesterday and it was 996 reviews on Google. Now, the voice verification is required of us by Google, and it gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you do know that it is a month-to-month service. That we have, in this case, waived your setup fee, reduced the cost of the service, and even included the website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification, Mr. Moore, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Can this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
Ken's Tractor and Cleanup.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Ken, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ken Moore, and I'm the owner.
Okay, perfect. And then as the owner of Ken's Tractor and Cleanups, Mr. Moore, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is month to month. And for the billing information that you did provide, that card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Moore, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign as well. Like I said, it's our job to make sure that people are able to contact you, so we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ken, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any new online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, first of all of the content that we'll be creating for your company, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally or even more important, we do want to make sure, we need to make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying that you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure all of the information is accurate. Now, that's fair enough, Ken, right?
Yes.
That's perfect. We will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. Now, with all of the, we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, just let us know. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, including waiving the one-time setup fee, dropping the cost to that flat rate of $249, and then with my supervisor's approval, upgrading to that website, and of course with it being month-to-month, this part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 13th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, Ken, that $249 is a fixed flat rate, which means it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. The calls, of course, come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included, and again, we'll be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven custom website at no cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. And when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 13th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I did mention, it is month to month, completely at will and no contract. Now that does mean, of course, that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it as much as you need to, as often as you need to, and even as long as you need to, by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Ken, to prevent the charge to that following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Moore, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ken, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, in about a minute here, you're actually going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. I got a pen.
Sure. Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Pacific time. And of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute or so here. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And then you'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Before I do that, though, I did want to add just a little bit more protection here on your account, just another layer of security, a simple question and answer. Now, if anyone calls us and tells us that they're with Ken's Tractor and Cleanup, even if it's you, Ken, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then, Mr. Moore, this is very important, especially like a week from now when your website is active. If you do, in fact, start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google, or even if they say they're Local Splash, they would need to know my name right away, which is Paul Gordon. And then, of course, they would need to also know the answer as well as the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, just politely let them go. If anyone ever calls you and tells you that they need you to pay more money for your Google listing, again, politely let them go. That would not be us. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account for your protection, and it does clearly state that it bills once a month. It bills on the 13th for exactly $249 and not a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Pasadena.
Pasadena. I'm guessing that's the city and not like your dog, right?
Right.
You never know, you know. I just wanted to make sure. I guess if you had the answer right, they wouldn't care if the question was wrong. But it is
legitimate, right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
If they don't know your name, they're not legitimate.
Yeah, exactly. My name is Paul Gordon, and anyone who fields the phone call would know that. If you call us, of course, that's easy. And anyone who calls you would also know that. Now, they'll have access to the account. And if they're not in our account, then then that's not us. If they are in our account, they see right away that this is one of mine. I mean, it's at the very top. That way, if you want to talk to me, they know who to send it to. Now, I do have those same hours, although I am on the phone quite a bit with only short breaks in between. So if you do call me, and I'm going to send you my contact information, it's the same exact toll-free number, but my extension is 746. Again, my name is Paul Gordon. I'm going to send that out to you through text. And then normally, I mean, I would say that it's a pretty good chance that I'll be on the phone if you do try to call them, because like at least 45 minutes out of every hour I'm on the phone. It may go to my voicemail, but I'm almost always able to return phone calls within about a half hour, maybe an hour. And if I am on the phone and you want to talk directly with someone anytime, they're going to have access. And of course, they'll know my name. They'll have access to my notes. There's going to be a lot of hands, a lot of departments. I don't build websites personally. I used to work in the website department, but I do not anymore. But we all talk to each other, right? And then I did need to schedule your follow-up call. And you're talking tomorrow. Like I said, first one is 7, last one's 3. We do take our lunch break at noon, so that one's not available. But it does look like there is at least one spot available every other hour. Did you want something fairly early, mid-morning, or as late as 3 o'clock?
Well, I mean, just something after the lunch. It's good for me.
After lunch? One, yeah. 2, or 3 o'clock?
1 is good.
1? Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 1 until 2. It's a one-hour window, but the call takes half that time. Usually gets you right at or shortly after the top of the hour. And if I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call, you can. I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I might already be on a call, in which case they'll call you on their own. They will take very good care of you. Now, at noon, you're going to receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 1 o'clock. And I'm also, in a second here, going to send you a calendar invite. Now, the calendar invite is just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got the text message.
That's perfect. And you did get the one that I was hoping you would get first, and only that one. The welcome email will be on its way, but the one that you did already receive is the one that I wanted you to take a look at. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on it, it says something like, Hello, Ken. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that blue click here?
No.
Did you open up the email?
Oh, I didn't open
the text.
No, this is not the email. Let me open the email up. See.
Either one. You should be able to access it by way of the text, too.
So what? Show images or what?
So if you click on it, it should at least take you to where it says your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. So the blue click here is actually hyperlinked. If you click on it, it's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable, and I appreciate your time that you've spent so far. But real quick, our focus is going to be Google. That's pretty much everyone's focus. 1 out of 10 people, though, approximately, will choose Bing over Google. So we will, of course, mirror the content on Bing. We want you to have those opportunities as well. The Google Business Profile, the Google Bing and all of the other directories. The custom website is included here, as well as the Facebook ads. Now you'll see the long line, it goes all the way across it, and below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of different boxes. We want you to click both of the boxes. One that you agreed to receive SMS or text messages, since that's your preferred method of contact, we do want you to click on that box. And the other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So click on that box. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Click in that box and copy and paste or just type in your name. It is case sensitive though. If you're typing it in, the K and M are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space either before or after your name. Once you've got 10 more in that box, though, click the orangish-colored longer box, the one that says confirm signature. I say that because sometimes when people are on their phone, they can't see the whole box. A lot of times if you turn your phone sideways, though, then the whole box does pop up. But it is that orangish-colored one that says confirm signature. Clicking on that does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we waived your setup fee, that we included a website upgrade. Also, that it allows us to release the Google PIN card or do a voice verification if Google will let us, and then also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it does ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Well, the next screen comes up. They want to use their name and a password.
Perfect. You can actually stop right there. It's coming from our automated system and the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither which is really true. We do have to do your client interview first. The welcome email seems a little slow. I'm not sure why it did not get sent out yet. I'm going to manually send a welcome email. It may mean that you're going to receive a second one through the automated system.
You have been
system.
Kicked from this conference.
What happened? How did I get kicked from the conference?